Storyside presents Sherlock Sam and the Mysterious Mastermind in Seoul, narrated by me, Andrew Marco. To the cast and crew of Running Man, who inspired this book, you guys have been running and playing ridiculous games for 8 years, and we thank you very much for always being hilarious and entertaining. 감사합니다. Also, for Won Yu, thank you for your hard work on the Sherlock Sam series. All the best for your next adventure. Chapter 1. I'm going to call it Mega Techno Distro Bot, I said. I like Speeder, Dad replied. Or maybe Spider. But wait, spiders are scary. This isn't going to be something that's scary. This will be a fun, sweet robot that will have the personality of a cute puppy. Spiders aren't scary, Dad, Wendy, my big sister said. She was sprawled out on the couch behind us, sketching. They are probably more afraid of you than you are of them. Then why do you carry bug spray with you all the time, Wendy? I asked with as wide-eyed a look as possible. Just to bug her. Because mosquitoes are evil, she said with a glare, going back to her work. Dad and I had been working on a homemade robot for months now. We had gathered unused parts from some of Dad's engineering projects, as well as some stuff that we had at home, and were building our very own robot from scratch. Are you sure you want to use that, Sam? Mom asked, walking into the living room from the kitchen, where she had been experimenting with molecular gastronomy again. That transistor radio was really old. It's been around since I was a kid, and it hasn't worked in years. It'll be fine, Mom. Old parts are good because they're made to last, I replied, distracted by a wire that was refusing to coil properly. Despite what I had just told Mom, this robot was filled with particularly stubborn parts that needed a lot of cajoling and coaxing before they would do what I wanted them to do. Tell that to my knee, son, Dad said with a groan as he stood up and stretched, causing Mom to snicker. How much longer do you think you'll need before the robot is up and running? Mom asked. Because I could really use some help with my Chinese homework, Wendy said with a grin. Both my parents turned and gave her the look that parents always give misbehaving children. Her grin only got wider. Not much longer, I think, Dad replied, looking at me. Right, son? I replied. I was on my hands and knees, and my head was almost fully inside the robot's rectangular torso. I thought the idea to build a secret compartment where its tummy should be was a brilliant one. Who knew when a snack attack would hit? Then it would be super handy to have stashes of Kongguan biscuits around. What, son? Dad asked. I can't hear you. I pulled my head out and sat back on the floor. I think it'll be functional in less than a month. Programming its personality will probably take the most time. It'll have a personality? Wendy asked, looking intrigued. Like Wally? Possibly, I replied. The reason why Dad and I are creating a robot is because we thought it would be able to help us. We're programming it to learn, so with machine learning, it will be able to teach itself how to become more intelligent. Machine learning? Like using a computer? How can a machine learn? Wendy asked, her eyebrows raised. It'll use all the data it's gathered to get better and better at the tasks we give it. Hence the learning, Dad replied. So, if you taught it to take over the world and eradicate the need for Chinese homework, Wendy said, hopefully we won't be teaching it how to take over the world, right, Sam? Dad answered. Oh, what? I replied, once again, battling with a particularly stubborn bit of circuitry. This robot was turning out to be more challenging than I had initially thought. Well, don't say I didn't warn you guys about using the old parts, Mom said with a smile before she wandered back into the kitchen from where suspicious sounds were emanating. I thought Mom was being overly pessimistic. What?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?